Hello, everyone. I'm Frankenberry, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence, both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their school and their community. And welcome to our newest winner, Oben Rader, soccer star, captain at Lakeland High School. So hi, Oben, and congrats on the award, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also with us today is your coach, Coach Tim Horahan. How are you doing, Coach?
Fantastic. Great to talk to you, Frankenberry.
Well, thank you very much. that makes two of you. So let me ask you this question now, because you had this huge streak, and I'll explain this to the audience right now. You started the season with a little bit of a blip. You lost 2-1 to Peekskill, according to your nomination letter. Very strong squad. Now, is that a team that's a rival, somebody you're going to be seeing down the road, possibly come playoff time or to get into the playoffs?
Not this year. Last year, they used to be in our league, but this year, they're class AA, and they moved out of our league, so not this year.
Okay, all right. But after that, holy cow, what a streak. You went on a streak there, Oben, because you are the goaltender. You went on a streak of 4 straight shutouts, which was, 330 minutes, I think, after those 4 games. And that, to me, is just incredible. Now, how did that feel for you? To be able to do that? I mean, is that something that, you know, when you were a kid and you said to yourself, well, I'm going to dream about making that catch at the wall. I'm going to dream about 4 shutouts in a row.
Well, yeah, definitely. That's the goal every game, to shut out our opponents. You know, that's what coach really preaches, is our defense. And everyone on the team did a great job. They all came together, defended all together. And like, it allowed me to be able to keep the shutout.
And at the time your nomination letter was written, it was at the end of last week. You still had one game to come, and I didn't know the result of that particular game against Sleepy Hollow, which you did end up, what was it, a tie, a 1-1 tie you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, 1-1 tie.
A 1-1 tie, but obviously that breaks the shutout streak. But, Coach, you told me before we started recording here that was about, what, 37 minutes or so into the game?
It was 3 minutes before half. We gave up the goal. But it was the last goal. We gave up the game, and we were able to get the result against another strong team, Sleepy Hollow. So we start a new streak.
Start a new streak. But man, 360 or so minutes of shutout soccer. That's pretty amazing there, Oben. It really is. And also, too, I see from your nomination letter that at the end of last year, early December, you faced a challenge that would make those on the field here just, you know, obviously pale in comparison. You were diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And in the words of your school counselor, the next 6 months was the biggest game of his life. And he competed like he has since he was 6 years old through his chemotherapy to kick cancer out and ring the bell on May 28th. Now, during this time, you didn't attend school. You kept to things as best as you could, including taking all of your classes online. And your tutors, according to the letter, pushed you through your classwork, but also the challenges you were facing. So, with that assistance, that had to be huge, obviously, and you've overcome that. How did that make you feel now to be back on the field and now pitch a 4-game shutout?
You know, it feels amazing. Those 6 months, you know, I had to stay home, couldn't really do much, always try to get involved with soccer as much as I could, even from home. But now to be back on the field with all my brothers and, like, just defend with them and keep the shutouts, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm sure that has to feel absolutely phenomenal, especially from where you were to where you are now. So congratulations to you. And you're also a captain of the squad, and pretty much everybody I interview here is a captain of their respective teams. So, and I always ask them, how does it feel to be in that leadership role? Now, obviously, with a 4-game shutout streak, you're leading by example, of course. So, but how does it feel to be in that leadership role? And now you're a senior, and you've probably been in that leadership role for a couple of years now. Do you feel any pressure in that?
A little pressure, but a bunch of the guys I've known, I've built relationships with them. So it's really normal. Like, I've grown up with a bunch of good leaders on the teams in the past. So I kind of learned from them a little bit and try to take a little piece from them and put it into the captaincy this year.
And I'm sure that when you were a younger player, you obviously had captains and you had folks in leadership roles that you looked up to. Anything from those folks that you were able to bring along with you that you're using now?
Yeah, definitely. A couple of them, it's not just sports. We're like, if any of the players on our team have a problem, they could come to me and I could just give them advice, and it's good like that. I build relationships with all the players, and so they feel comfortable in coming up to me.
Okay, and now what about the younger players? Because obviously the younger players are going to look up to you like you did to your older players when you were a kid. Have you seen any improvements in this in your some of your younger players this season that you're particularly proud of from your leadership role, from your role as a captain?
Yes, definitely. There's definitely a couple players who have put the work in the offseason, gone in the field on their own, and got better this season. It's really helped.
And obviously it has, because you folks are looking pretty good in the standings at the moment, and I'm sure you've got pretty high expectations. Now, where did you all finish last season when it comes to what those expectations are now?
Last year, we made it to the quarterfinals, and unfortunately, we went out on penalties. But the goal every year is to make it to the section final and win it. So.
Okay.
This year, yeah.
So quarterfinals last year, next step this year. I can see you guys getting there. So you're doing well at the moment, and it's not just soccer either. There, Oben, you've got you're a three sport star. There's also varsity lacrosse. You've been playing since your freshman year, and also varsity basketball since your sophomore year. And this comes up often here as well in this show that with multi sport stars, coaches for one appreciate a great deal having a multi-sport star on their team. And coach, I'll ask you about that in just a sec. But Oben, what does that feel like to you to have the other sports, to be able to maybe take something from the other disciplines and apply it to whatever your current sport is, in this case, soccer at the moment?
Yeah, you know, I definitely take little aspects from each sport, if it's lacrosse, soccer, or basketball, and I can incorporate into each of the other sports just to help my game grow.
And coach, when it comes to, I'll ask you about multi-sport stars, and then just talk to me about Oben in general. But how do you feel about having these multi-sport athletes on your team, on your soccer team?
Yeah, we, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that's what everybody was. It's a different world of high school and youth sports and, you know, specializing in sports. You can't have enough of them. The amount of competition, Oben learning as a leader in different sports, you know, he's an offensive player in lacrosse. He's a phenomenal goalie in soccer. So there's different aspects to the games and his responsibility on those teams. So it just helps. He's more well-rounded. He understands both sides of the ball, and the leadership skills that he takes from different players on different teams and has learned from different players in the different programs is, you know, been a big, massive help this year for a super young Lakeland soccer team.
Okay, and that definitely has to be something there, what you just said. You know, the fact that you're a big offensive player on the you know, when it comes to lacrosse, you're on that side of the ball, and then soccer-wise, you're on the other side of the ball. That's definitely something that, you know, you can glean from one sport into the next, especially to give you a little bit of an insight on where the offense is coming on the other end when you're playing goal. So I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Lakeland High School's multi-sport star Oben Rader. And Oben, with this award comes the academic side of things, and other aspects come into play as well. And you seem to have the academics well in hand. You got a 95 plus average. Now, when it comes to the classes, of all your classwork, what really strikes your fancy? What's the class you look forward to the most?
I was always good at math growing up, so probably math. I'm in calculus right now, so it's kind of difficult, but I like the challenge.
Okay. Now, when I asked that question, I got a little bit of a snicker there from the coach. Why would that be?
we're working on numbers with him in the goal box, but math may be his favorite just because it's more black and white. There's always an answer to it. So the competitiveness in him, he likes to be able to find the answer.
That's understood. Very much understood. But speaking of that, yes, you've got the hard cut and dry with the mathematics there, Oben. What about any class that may have surprised you, you know, in the last year or so, maybe something you're taking now that you did not expect to like as much as you have?
You know, physics, actually. I wasn't a huge science guy. And chemistry, I like chemistry. But physics, I was really surprised. I had a great teacher last year, and he really helped me through physics, and it was a bright spot for me.
Okay, now is mathematics, or say possibly physics, if you continue any of these things, might you consider when it comes to the next step, when it comes to college?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe an engineering route in the future, maybe, which both of those things could come up.
Okay. All right. Yes. So we can certainly use both in that field. And also, I'm going to guess with you having the leadership role you do have on the sports fields, that you also have the same kind of role in school. Now, it doesn't mention this specifically in the nomination letter, but what else do you do in school? I'll just make the assumption that you do help with the younger students and you do help guide the younger students, especially some of those who are trying to get acclimated to high school.
Yeah, definitely. I try to be a leader in the classroom as well as like me on the field. I try to show them like what the standard is for the team. You know, everyone on the team's expected to go to classes, have a good grades. And so if they need help with any of their classes, I'm always here for them, just if they need anything.
And that's important. That's important because there's more to just a leadership role than what you're showing on the field. So good for you. And with what you had to go through with your cancer diagnosis and the treatment, it didn't hold you back from your life. And you were able to take this and pull a positive out of it as you were eventually the driving force behind a fundraiser at the 11th annual Westchester Rockland Challenge soccer event. It was like 12 teams, 350 shirts, participants, coaches and players were sold that all went to the American Cancer Society. 100% of the proceeds. That had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, no, it was definitely it's a great cause and it's a great event. You know, a bunch of teams show up from Rockland and Westchester County. It's just fun to scrimmage them and get to know what soccer is like on the other side of the bridge.
And then also, let's see, you've got the Open Strong fundraising page where you raise awareness for childhood cancers and leukemia. You and your family, you're going to be joining a Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Light the Night Cancer Walk to help raise more funds for the Open Strong team. And again, this has to feel really rewarding, but also the whole concept of being able to just kind of give back a little bit, you know, from what it is, the assist that you were, you know, that you got, the help that you got.
Yeah, it's obviously great. You know, I know what a bunch of kids are feeling right now. I was in their shoes, and really just to give back to them means a whole lot. We're doing this Night the Light Walk. We're raising money for it, for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You know, they really helped my mom during the whole process and having someone to support her and like talk to. So it just feels great to give back to them.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that, you know, for your mom and the family, that was just, you know, that was just as huge, you know, because, you know, sometimes I would imagine that families get forgotten in that, that they need some support as well. So that's, you know, that is wonderful that that was all able to work that way. And so, Coach here, before we wrap things up with Oben, why don't you talk to me about coaching Oben and where he's at right now and what it's been like?
It's been a long journey. Met Oben at basically U9 soccer, this 2007 soccer team that we coached for a long time with my assistant coach, Rich Becker. So I've known him since he was in third grade. He made our varsity soccer team as a freshman. And, you know, we've had a high ceiling for him since his younger days. We knew that he was going to be a phenomenal goalie in high school. And it's just been a tremendous trajectory. He was able to play for me an entire junior year. Last year had a fantastic season. But what Oben has gone through over the last 6 months is inspirational. You know, you talk about the leadership piece, the kids on the team, the kids in this community, kids in the school just rally around what Oben went through. And, you know, a lot of kids his age are worrying about getting a driver's license and driving to school. You know, Oben had real life issues that many 16-year-olds don't have to deal with. And he's out on the other side of it now. It's amazing to see. 6 months ago, we didn't know if he'd be playing high school soccer, attending Lakeland High School as a senior. He's living a normal life. He's a fantastic athlete, fantastic human being. And we're so happy to have him on the team. He's been, like I said, an inspirational leader. You know, the Oben Strong mantra is very prevalent in our community, which is a great thing. My 9-year-old last year shaved his head because he wanted to support Oben. So there's been a rallying cry in the community, and it's just been fantastic to see. And now to watch him give back with his family in this walk, it just goes to show the type of human being that he is. So it's fantastic. We're all rooting for him. He's having a fantastic soccer season, and I'm sure he's going to have a fantastic basketball and lacrosse season as well.
Oh, that is, and I will reiterate, fantastic. Yes, very, very well done. And inspirational is the word I was going to use. And, Coach, you used it very well, but definitely an inspirational story there, Oben. So keep going with this fantastic season of yours. Let's get another shutout streak started, will you, please?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Yeah, please.
Yes. Well, for Lakeland High School's Oban Raider, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.